we welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Sharon Rochelle. Sharon, how are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I am well myself.
Good, good. I am calling all the way from Vancouver today.
What?
Vancouver, BC.
Mm-hmm. You're in Canada, huh?
I am in Canada.
I am honored, Sharon. Okay. Well, now, what's the occasion you're in Canada?
Yes, I'm going to be ministering at West Coast Christian Fellowship here on Sunday.
So
I'll be worshiping with them. Yeah, they're having a great outreach, art exhibit, music, and spoken word. So it's going to be phenomenal.
Wow.
Expressing Christ, you know, on the day that we're celebrating his resurrection.
Oh, wow. They're going to be blessed, Sharon.
Yes.
I know they are.
I'm so excited.
Hey, tell us about being a church girl.
Oh, I love being a church girl. I love it so much. I named my album Church Girl 2014. And, you know, I just wanted to send a message to women, young and not so young, just to be proud of, you know, your foundation and where we grew up. You know, I grew up in the church. And sometimes that church girl, people put a negative ring to it, but it's nothing negative about it. It's a position that God has given us, that we grew up in church, that we should be proud of who we are. And being associated with the church, being, you know, Christ-like and being his. So we're God's daughters. So I love everything All Church Girl. And that album is about identity, and it's knowing who you are in Christ. So I always want to land the plane with every song in him, because that's how we know who we are, when we're in him.
In Las Vegas last week, how was that stellar experience for you?
Oh, it was so much fun. I loved just being able to go there. I sang at two showcases there. And I love any opportunity where I get to share what God has given me, you know, and to share God's heart through music. So it was just phenomenal for people to, you know, when they saw me later and they were like, oh my goodness, you were singing that song. It touched me. You know, I felt the presence of God. I love when someone says they, you know, feel the presence of God, because that's truly the place that we are changed. You know, we can tickle emotions, but you know, when someone says, oh, I felt God's presence, that's like ding, 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 ding. You know, that's it. And so I loved it. I loved being with, you know, my fellow, you know, gospel artists, people whose, you know, heart is to, you know, for music, to share God through music. So it was pretty cool. And I just think there's such beauty in different voices and seeing that God can be, you know, in all those things. So I loved it. I loved every bit of it.
Let's talk about the Church Girl Anthem.
Yes.
What's that all about?
Oh, the Church Girl Anthem is, you know, it's an anthem for my young girls. That came out of a situation I went through years ago. And it's a song to encourage my sisters to not compromise, to be proud of who you are, to be, you know, to walk the standards out that God has given you, you know, and not feel like you have to offer an explanation to somebody. Because the moment that you feel that you have to offer an explanation is actually the moment where you start to compromise. You know, you feel like you owe that person, but we don't owe an explanation for the life that God has called us to live. You know, I saw that on, there were some girls on a talk show, and they were being criticized for their choice to remain pure into marriage. And I was like, what type of society are we living in when they're criticizing them, you know, for their choice and telling their parents, you should teach them, you know, to explore, you know, and to manage their own lives. But yes, living according to the word of God brings life. And, you know, that song is my response to a situation that I faced. I said, if I could go back, this is what I would have said in that situation. I would have been prepared and said, I would have said, I have a standard that I live by each day. It's more than a set of rules for me. You know, it's the way that I stay free. I'm not going to compromise to keep the world satisfied. I'm just saying, I'm not playing with my faith. I'm committed to him. I'm a church girl. So it's proudly proclaiming that this is who I am. I'm God's daughter, and I love it.
We're talking to a church girl, Sharon Rochelle. Obviously, church has been an integral part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us why.
you know, well, I grew up, I am the pew baby. I grew up in the pews. I grew up in the church singing, you know, in the choir. And, you know, you always hear a lot of people referencing, you know, oh, I grew up in church. I grew up in church. And, you know, some people have left, but they say, oh, I grew up in church. But, you know, for me, it is where I grew up and it is where, you know, I'm staying. I fell in love with the presence of God as a child. You know, he would sit with me in my room. So it's not just that it was just something that I did. You know, I came to know the presence of God. You know, I would read the word. My family would, my mom would have us, you know, reading scripture and praying. So I felt like it is just who I am. You know, and I remember at 8 years old, I gave my life to the Lord. My mom was cooking, and I walked out of my room, and I went to her, and I was like, Mom, can you just explain this to me? So you're telling me that, you know, the blood of Jesus has, you know, covers all my wrong. Even at 8 years old, I got it. And I said, I want that. I want to know, you know, that I will spend eternity, you know, with the Lord. And so it is who I am, and we should be proud of that and not feel like, oh, you know, oh, those Christians, oh, those church people, up. Oh. You know, it's always that negative, the church girl, church boy, church folks. Mm-mm. Because there are people, you know, there is a remnant and there are people that are of God. The church is mighty, beautiful, strong, you know, and glorious, you know, the bride of Christ. And so that's who we are. And I'm saying boldly that I am proud to be that. And I love everything about it.
Tell us about Valor Christian College and your relationship with Pastor Rod Parsley.
Oh, yes. I went to Valor Christian College. At the time when I went, it was called World Harvest Bible College. And so I actually went there and graduated, and that time was such a time of training for me. That's where I first learned even travel ministry with music. Probably being there for like a month and a half, I know Pastor Parsley had wanted to hear some of the new students, and then I ended up being one of the students he heard, and next thing I knew I was on a, you know, plane flying out with him somewhere, and that was an awesome experience because he is very passionate, you know, about souls and passionate about training students. And one thing he always said is the Lord told him, from this spot, you know, you will touch the world. And it's true that many of us have gone out to different places, and I'm just proud to be, you know, one of those that, you know, that has gone out. But I absolutely loved it. I received so much training in music. You know, I took my first songwriting class there. And so it's amazing that development that took place in me there. And then, you know, even once I left. So yeah, it was a great experience.